Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by Key Bank. Well, the Indians back home to open up a weekend series here with the Cincinnati Reds. Bottom line, though, Terry, 5-2 road trip. First three-game winning streak. And we've talked about it all season long. It starts with that guy holding the baseball. And Danny Salazar showed us something last night, didn't he? Because just when it looked like he was in trouble, boy, he didn't cave in.
You know what? You just mentioned about three or four things, and I agree with all of them. Okay, let's go to Danny. Last night, I didn't really think he had his best breakable or changeup. And when they started to, you know, look like they were going to, you know, get something going, he reached back and threw a fastball that was like, here, hit it. And I mean, because like Garcia had so many good swings, and you could tell he was dangerous. And if that's one of those situations where if Danny doesn't get one in there where he wants it, or if it's a 93, he might hit it a mile. And he wound up and threw it 98, and just he kind of threw it by him. Because you can tell sometimes when hitters look dangerous, and he did. He, instead of maybe at times earlier in his career where he would have maybe backed off, he got the ball and threw it. I think Roberto Perez was really good last night in getting Danny. He'd make a couple trips. He'd tell Danny, this is what you have to do now. I thought that was a big growth for Roberto. Danny is still a young pitcher, and there's nothing wrong with that. With youth, you know, you're going to have a hiccup. We know that. But when you see him do things like that, you get excited.
And some of these guys are learning, aren't they, Tito, that you're not always going to have your best stuff, but guys still find out ways to win. Those are, I guess, your elite pitchers, aren't they?
Well, and that's a really key thing. And, you know, it's funny because having Jason Bray around is probably the ultimate guy to prove that. I mean, you know, when he came up to the big leagues, you know, he's low draft pick and then flies through the White Sox minor league system and turns into, you know, a guy that's making an all-star team, you know, striking out guys, you know, then he got hurt. So he had to learn to pitch when you don't feel good. And that's his message to a lot of these guys is, okay, on those days you're not good, what are you going to do? Because it's easy to cave and go, well, I didn't feel good. Or you can find a way. And, you know, sometimes you might have to lie to yourself a little bit. You might, you know, be a used car salesman, but you got to find a way to be better than another team.
What does a 5-2 road trip do? I mean, do you think it's helped this ball club mentally as much as anything?
Well, it helps us in a lot of ways. First, it helps us in our record because we needed it, and we have a long way to go. But you got to start somewhere. And, you know, on the road had been tough for us in the last couple of years. I think we're playing better baseball. I think we're not perfect. We're never going to be. We're fighting through a lot of adversity, which I love. I mean, if there's going to be adversity, you might as well fight through it. And then if, at the end of the day, if we're shaking hands, whatever we did was good enough. There's a lot of better things happening. Guys, like I said, you know, Brantley has emerged as such a leader. And for me, when guys like him are your leader, your team is in good shape. Kipnis is playing with a vengeance. And I mean, like, and I've said this all winter, man. I said I thought he was going to come back and play with a vengeance. And that's actually looks like what he's doing. He is just on a mission, and it's fun to watch.
Well, you look at the Cincinnati Reds and you say, oh, boy, they're really struggling, losing streak under 500. And then you look at that roster and you go, man, there's still a lot of talent on that club.
That's what Millsy and I were talking on the plane last night. I was like, Millsy, this doesn't add up. You know, and again, I hope it doesn't for three more days. But, you know, I know having Mesoraco not able to catch right now is really messed with their roster because they have three catchers, and it kind of messes with your bench. Now, it'll help them here because of the DH. But it's you know, sometimes things just don't fit perfect. And because they do, they got a lot of talent over there.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. Tribe and Reds, it's coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.